spiritualized back there.
That's nice.
Just having good times.
Love that.
Yeah. So that was fun. We heard some really cool music. You want to, can you tell us about it? Or?
Yeah. So the first song was the Tess Parks song that is off her new album. I really love Tess Parks. I love that album. After that was Fish on a String by Sons, and that's off of their new album. I think they released it a few months ago, but
that was good. I like that.
Oh man, they're a really cool band. I highly recommend listening to the full album. I think the album is called The Breaks. Yeah. Mm. And then after that, I'm trying to remember what I played. Oh yeah, it was Looming Solid Massive Steamer by the Blue Angel Lounge. Yeah, they're a really cool band.
Great name.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, they're a great psych rock, like neo psych rock band, very similar to Brian Jonestown Massacre sound. And then the song just now was Everything Belongs by the Telescopes. So
right.
Yeah.
Great.
Love that band as well.
Good stuff. All right, so you sing and you play guitar in this band,
right.
This band of yours. And you have a new record coming out in a month, mm-hmm. right?
Woo! Yay! Yeah, so, it comes out in May, I'm really excited. This is our first record, and a lot of this music I've been writing for years, or I've had for years, so... And a lot of it is new too. You know, me and my producer Rex from Tamarin, he has a few songs on there that are written by him. I wrote, you know, all the lyrics and melodies, but there are a couple of songs that he wrote, which is really cool because he hasn't released anything new with Tamarin in a really long time. So
that's cool.
A lot of Tamarin fans are probably going to be really interested to hear some of the new stuff. But I'm really excited. Yeah, all of the art is done. All the music is mixed and mastered. It's all sent in. Now we're just kind of waiting for it to come out.
That must feel so great. I mean, this must have taken so much work, and you're just in this.
It really, really does. I keep thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, I did it. Like,
you did it.
It really is a lot of work because I'm also a perfectionist, so it's like I don't want to release anything unless
you're proud of it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Because in the past, I've released stuff where I'm like, I just want to release it, you know, like whatever.
Be done with it. You know?
Yeah. And then I look
everyone's
back,
pushing for you. Got a whole band.
Yeah. And then I look back and I'm like, man, like, I could have just waited and just been a little more patient and, like, made it really what I wanted. And then, yeah, I mean, it goes to an extent, though. You know, you wait too long. It's like you're always going to want to fix something. But
the more you play, the more you're fine-tuning that sound. So that means that what you've previously recorded, the less satisfied you are with it.
Right. Exactly. It's a
never-ending game, by the way. You really have to put it out. There is a line for sure.
Exactly. It's a balance. It really is. Like, I think once you have something and you're like, I love this. This is exactly, I feel connected to this. This feels, mm-hmm. you can just feel it almost.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
Then you're like, boom, this is done. We're good.
Yeah, because theoretically you could perfect it forever.
You really could. And then you change it. Sometimes, I mean, there's been many times I've completely changed a song because, you know, it wasn't the way I wanted it. And then I'm just like, I'm done. Like, I'm not... I don't even know what this song is anymore. So,
no, Liv, I know you got to take off here pretty soon, and I'm sorry to steal some time.
No,
but I wanted to hear a little bit more about your background and your personal connection to your music in the next 7 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
No, sorry, seven minutes.
No worries. Yeah,
yeah.
So I kind of from a young age was pretty committed to music.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. I started writing when I first started getting into music, it was all about writing music. So mm-hmm. I started writing music
like
when
the poetry of it or is it the actual music of it?
Like I started learning how to play guitar around like 10 or 9 or 10 or something. And I started with piano when I was like 5 and then I switched to guitar when I was around 10. And that's when I started writing my own music, and that I didn't really learn other songs. It was literally mm-hmm. just, you know, I started writing, because I had a teacher at the time that, you know, she was really, really cool, and she was like this girl with purple hair, and she's, you know,
nice.
in college, and she really introduced me. She was an amazing songwriter, too. So she really introduced me at a young age on songwriting, and, you know, it was, I was really bad in the beginning. I mean, I had some cool songs, I mean... Whatever, but like, you know, I learned how to be bad at a very young age, so
that's fantastic.
I had a lot of time to like learn.
Well, I mean, like, who?
Yeah.
I mean, I think like some of us have this expectation that whatever you create's got to be beautiful and perfect right out of the fucking egg,
right?
Which is stupid.
No,
like nobody does that.
Yeah,
that doesn't exist.
Right.
So I think you're right in saying like you gotta go through you gotta have the output to get to the quality stuff.
No. Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are times where you'll write a song and you know it's like it just flows and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Yeah. But there's also times where you write something, you're like, yeah, that wasn't my best, but you know, whatever. Or you'll write something, you'll be like, that sounds like every other song I ever heard in my life. But
the point is to do it
exactly.
And you've got to be fair that Dolly Parton and a lot of those successful country artists come from songwriting workshops where they're
church
working
workshops too, like Beyonce and all that. Like, you know, the reason they're amazing is they learned the basics at five.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, let's not get. I want to hear more.
No worries. Yeah. It's funny because I started the first introduction to music I had, like in teaching, I learned opera actually at the very beginning.
Oh, very nice.
I'm not an opera singer in the slightest, but that was like the first. I just remember that. Anyway,
the beauty and the sensibility.
Yeah, it was.
I wanted to be an opera singer. I actually studied opera for about a year until I got into a fight with my teacher about rock and roll.
Oh,
basically.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get it, man. All right, but back to...
So then I kind of just grew up writing music, just going to recording studios. There was this recording studio I went to growing up called Teeny Sound Recording Studios. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Austin, Texas, and he's really cool. He really focused on my songs and didn't put too much in it. It was a really great experience growing up. And then... I went to Berklee College of Music for a couple of years. Well, actually, no. I mean, I finished my degree. I went to the campus for a couple of years and then finished online. Anyways, I went to music school, did the music school thing, and then I moved to San Francisco about 3 years ago and started the Pink Breath band.
So and the rest is history.
Yeah. there's obviously much, much... You know,
of course,
in between, but,
higher detail, but that's fascinating, and it's edifying to me that there's some quality music coming out from bands here in San Francisco.
Yeah,
it gives me joy.
It was definitely a challenge because I moved out here and I didn't know really anyone, and so it was hard to kind of find people. And this band has had, you know, a few different iterations of band members, so it took a while to really. You know, find people that gelled, sort of. It's been a total process, but I'm really glad I did it, and like, I'm glad it is to where it is now. It was hard.
Excellent.
But, yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about your genre and like the connection that you have there?
Yeah. I mean, I have been really all over the map with genres and sort of like the music I write and listen to. You know, growing up, it was definitely singer-songwriter sort of vibes, a little folky. You know, I just had an acoustic guitar and I would write these songs. You know, they weren't, the songwriting style wasn't too different than Pink Breath, but I think the style is a little different. And then I had this phase where I got really into electronic music, and I was in this duo in college called Happy Kitty. Yeah, so that was a thing. And
sorry, the look on your face. This is why we're laughing.
Yes,
it didn't go farther than like an EP. So.
But now I'm going to be Googling Happy Kitty.
I think I made sure to get rid of everything everywhere. So, but if you find something, let me know. I'll get rid of it. No, I'm just anyways, and then I had this other band called Peyton Gin. That was a cool band. It was definitely harder and like punk and like I was like screaming stuff like that. Like it was cool. It was still my original music, and
that's very cool. All right.
Yeah, it was like a cool like just college band in Boston sort of vibes. But yeah, that had its time, and this is Pink Breath has probably been like, you know, the most important band I've had so far. I think I just kind of found the music that I really love. And, I always get worried though, because I feel like I'm always changing and like the things I'm interested in. So, you know, I always get a little worried, like, oh, in a couple years, am I going to be like obsessed with, you know?
I can't worry about that.
Or something?
Yeah, you might.
I mean, exactly. But I just, you know, because. It's a stupid thing to worry about, but...
No, not at all. I mean, yeah. You're right in that, like, if you gain notoriety or fame for one particular genre, and then you've got a following that if you take one tiny little step, they're like, oh, that's genius. But if you take five little tiny steps away from it, they're like, we don't like this anymore.
Exactly. And
it's a balance for sure.
But, yeah, exactly. And I've realized that I've actually kind of come home a little bit with the music I'm writing. Like, I kind of came back to kind of the original way I used to write music, of more melodic and more just deep and more from the heart, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I think that will kind of always be the same. But, I mean, I just kind of fell in love with psych rock and shoegaze and that whole area, and I'm just obsessed with it. So,
you know, spoke to your soul.
It really did. You know, I went to Brian Jonestown Massacre
like, this
concert
is it. This
like
is it.
A year ago, and I was just crying. I was literally crying my eyeballs out.
It's pretty intense.
It's so good. I just freaking love them. I love that, you know, genre, that type of music, and So. I think I'll be writing music like this for a while. So
for a minute at least.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Well, Liv, thank you so much for joining Cheap Hooch Radio.
Oh, thank you.
And
guys.
We're looking forward to the show. We'll be there.
Yay, in ball gowns. Yay.
Yeah. And maybe come back sometime, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Once the record's out, why don't you come back and we'll play it live on air?
Let's do it. Woo! Absolutely. Mate. I'll bring one in.
Yay.
Oh, okay. Yay. Right on.
Sign it for us.
Yay. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Right on. Cheap Hooch Radio. So good, from death inside. Well, that was pretty amazing.
Oh. Here I am. Hi. She's wonderful. She's wonderful. That was so nice. I hope she comes back for her record release.
Wouldn't that be fun?
And I'm excited to go see the band.
Yeah, that'll be good. Anyway, I just wanted to say we're going to play some music for a minute and kind of do a post-mortem on our first interview in a while.
In a while. Yeah. We need to start doing this
first one.
This
one of the year.
This was so fun.
First one of 2025. So I'll just keep playing music, and we'll come back before the end of the hour to say goodbye.
Sounds good. Cheap hooch.
We'll be right back.
cheap.
It could be cheap hooch.
It's cheap hooch. So we're back.
I like that. It could be cheap. That should be your motto. What is that? It could be cheap.
Yeah, it's true. So we're listening to a little Boards of Canada. Music has a right to children. I have a fondness for this record because a friend of the show, Lisa Carey, saw them at the Warp Records rap party, saw this band, and there's a recording of that concert on YouTube, and it's actually one of my favorite pieces of music ever. I'll send it to you.
That's wonderful.
And this album is not as good as that, but it kind of echoes it a little bit. Anyway, that's what's in the background.
While we were off air, you mentioned that we got a little bit of time.
Yeah,
we have
some chit chat time,
and we brought up the list. This is always a great way to kill time here on Radio Valencia on Cheap Vooch, which is to see like what's going on this coming week.
Well, and let our listeners know what's happening.
Yeah. So, do you mind if I take Monday?
Monday. Stuff happening.
That's
on Monday.
Tomorrow. We're not doing shit tomorrow, but let's see what we could be doing.
Maybe
I'm gonna go ahead and stick to the most easily accessible things. So, for example, the Great American Music Hall has Nano and Mad Kid. This is an all ages show. It's not cheap. It's $40 to $45.
Wow.
And if you're a VIP, you can pay $100 and get some extra benefits. And it sounds like it starts at 8. Over at the Kilowatt, though, and this is what I'm thinking we should do, is go see Task Force Freedom and Dingo and the Biscuit and Clipper. You only have to be 21. I'm way older than that.
Yeah.
And it's free. And if you know me and we're friends, you can come to my house and we can hang out and have a drink, free game, and then go see the free show. But if you're not my friend, you should really fuck off. Okay. We also have the Knockout, which, of course, we love the Knockout. Incorrect listing. What is happening here? Incorrect listing. Quaaludes, Wifey, Street Eater, Shotwell,
like
Doc, and the Pirate. Actually, that's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
It says see January 25th.
Interesting.
Is this not happening on the 27th?
Who knows?
All right. Do not go to the... Okay, look up the Knockout before you go see the show, but it looks amazing. Street Eaters is fantastic. Quaaludes and Wifey are also really good. And I don't know much about Shotwell and Doc and the Parasites, but those are good names. But that's interesting. All right.
So what is Tequila Mockingbird?
That's a great name.
That's humor. Mama D and the Matriarchy. Durango Dogs. Papa Pups. Wonderland Rejects, 21 and over, 7 p.m.
I would like to point out that Bobby Farron is playing in Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on Monday.
He's always playing.
Because he's always playing at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley.
All right. You take Tuesday.
All right. Yeah. Tuesday, Bottom of the Hill has Whorehouse, A Million Miles Away, Pupils of Punk, and that show is $15. The Chapel has Tommy Guerrero, Money Mark, Jeff Parker, and Jared Mattinson. That's $40, and that's a fundraiser
LA.
For the Los Angeles wildfires.
I gotta send money.
Yeah, no kidding. Civic Center has...
That's Phantom. Over at San Jose.
Oh, never mind. We're not going to San Jose. We're not going. Thanks for pointing that out.
We're not going to fucking Felton. I'm sorry.
Nope, we're not going to Felton. But Great American Music Hall has Bruce McCulloch, Kevin McDonald, Scott Thompson, the Red Room Orchestra, with music from Kids in the Hall.
What are they doing there? Are they singing? Are they doing skits? Oh my god. It's so expensive.
It really is.
Oh my god, I want to go see Bruce and Kevin and Scott. Where's Dave?
Dave Hill.
No, that's not the right Dave. Dave Foley.
Wow. Dave Foley is busy doing other things.
Oh, Dave. Oh, I have to admit, my favorite is Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce is
great.
Oh, and
Mark McKinney. We're also Mason Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's go on.
No, but that is a thing to go see on a Tuesday at the Great American Music Hall.
No one's got energy on a fucking Tuesday. Fuck.
I know. That's rough, huh?
I'm an old lady, man. I need things to happen on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let me rephrase that. Friday and Saturday.
Sometimes Thursday.
Sometimes.
All right, Rickshaw Stop has Jamie Miller, Alex Sampson, and Garrett Adair, and that is $25. So if you know who those people are, spend that money.
All right, I'll take Wednesday. Over at Bottom of the Hill, we've got Arcade 9, Spooky Pink. I don't know these people, but you can bring your children there. It's $15. Let's see. Let's go ahead and Ricky Lee Jones, who sounds fun. Bill Murray. Yeah. Great American has Bill Murray and his blood brothers. Dave Hill, all ages, 74. Oh, never mind. Never mind, Joe. It's actually already sold out.
Yeah, Meldrewer's going to...
He does the blues.
He does the blues.
I checked him out. He's not bad.
He's not bad. He does the blues. That's what Joey said.
Meldrewer's going to that show with Kevin DeBay.
Oh, that sounds great. Over at the Knockout, we've got Level Drop, Jimmy Says, and La Sombra. 21 years plus, 8 p.m. It doesn't say how much it is, but it'll be probably like between 10 and 15. I'm going to skip the last two. Let's do Thursday.
All right. Well, on Thursday... We're just powering through this, you realize.
We're power walking.
Thursday, January 30th. Thursday's a decent night to go out. I mean,
Yeah, like you can get away with being shitty at work at Fridays.
Yeah, exactly. 924 Gilman Street has the School of Rock Best Sessions Showcase, and that does not have a price. Not going to Napa and not going to Santa Cruz.
Nope, nope. We might go to the chapel.
The chapel, I think, has a Neil Young cover band.
Tribute night, yeah.
I don't ever need to see a Neil. I take Neil Young in small doses. I don't need to see a cover band.
Yeah.
Nembiabus is playing at the Independent. The Kilowatt San Francisco has Lost Objects. So you're... Chaos Fiction.
That sounds familiar. Lost Objects.
Yeah.
It's a free show, by the way.
That's a free show.
Damn. We need to go to all these free shows.
That is the probably the early show. And then there's another one. Funny Band Lost Objects again.
Holy shit, on a Thursday.
Silver and Chaos Fiction again.
Wow, two sets.
And then Knockout SF has Loveberry, Caroline Wolfson.
That sounds familiar, too.
I know Caroline Wolfson. Nice. And Lucky Break. That one is... no price listed.
Where's Lab?
Lab SF? I don't know.
They got Strider.
Strider and Saint Selfer. And we're not going to El Cerrito.
Sorry, little lounge.
All right.
Little lounge.
You are on the 31st.
Yeah, okay. We're always going to talk about Gilman. Gilman's got Glossy, Arson Choir, Fatale, and Ansible, if I pronounced that correctly, which I likely did not. That's an all-ages show, and it's $15. But if you want to stay in SF, there's Bimbos with Main Squeeze. I don't know who that is, but it's only $33.43, and it's
such a nice venue. My gosh.
I love that fucking place. We're going to skip Napa and San Jose and Santa Cruz, but over at the chapel, we've got Strange Days, which I believe is a
Doors tribute band,
mm-hmm, and Mad Alchemy Liquid Light Show. I'm cool not going there. over at Civic Auditorium in SF, we got Excision, Barely Alive, So Down, Benda, Perry Wayne, and Jenny.
That is expensive.
What? Who are these people? Why is it so much? It's between $100.80 and $105.95.
I think that might be, I don't know what that is, but...
Where the fuck is... whatever.
I'm not going to go see that. No way.
Do we want to talk about Bikini Trill? No, we don't. Let's look at a Fireside Lounge in Alameda. We got The Dirty Zeros, Ripcord Who, Inside of the Mountain, and Justin Jones. $21, $10. I'm sorry, 21 and over, $10 at 7 p.m. Fox Theater. We got Foster the People and Good Neighbors, all ages, $62. Let's see, I'm going to go ahead and go until we go to a show that I can identify. You know what? The Ivory Room in Albany has Phantom Hound, Mr. Bison, Genghis Bong.
Well, and Independent SF has Foxtail's Brigade, friend of the show, Josh Pollock.
Oh, cool. Okay. Josh
plays in that band along with Whisker Man and Swiss.
I forgot
point
about
that out.
Him. Sorry.
Not to worry.
Rickshaw Stop has Matt Fort. I don't know what the tribute is for that. And some DJs. Over at the Start Club. Ooh, awesome. Okay, Start Club. They've got Aura Cohen, Darren Griggs, Margarita Carnero Rosie, Janelle Del Cid, DJ Matt, DJ NFS. 21 and over, $10. That's cheap. That's great. All right, you take Saturday.
All right, well, there's a lot here. We'll start with 924 Gilman, MC Lars. Oh, no, MC Lars.
Yeah.
Wow, MC Lars is playing at Gilman. Jokes for Feelings, Day Labor, Dub Dragon. That's a ska night. Got to tell Maldoror about that one, except Ooh. He's already booked.
We should tell Whoops about this. He'd love this shit. He's a ska man.
Yeah, but at the bottom of the hill in San Francisco, friend of the show.
Yeah, never mind. We're going to this.
Pink Breath of Heaven.
Woo!
We'll be playing with Allison Taylor, who's headlining Untitled.
That's the drummer's
Who
band.
Who is not?
Right? All right, we got to let go of that joke before it turns into reality.
Yeah, exactly. It's a drummer's band. Anyway, that show is $17. I think it's $20 at the door, and I believe it's very close to sold out.
Oh, shit.
Brick and Mortar has... So, we're going. So, you know, get your tickets if you want to go.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Brick and Mortar SF, Matt Kierke's Equipment and Bike Routes... That is under 21. Chapel SF is Reina LaRouge, Emma Vauville, Jezebel Thunder, Yaya
Kaiju. What is happening?
I don't know.
Brick and Mortar.
No, this is
the chapel.
The chapel.
It's, Cobweb Cabaret. Ooh, Cobweb Cabaret. It's seated. Oh, shit. I mean, we're not going because we're going.
No, we're super not going to that.
That's my eyebrow is sounds spooky. Arched and all the way up.
It sounds spooky.
It sounds fantastic.
Oh, day two of Excision at the Civic Auditorium, and that's sold out. I'm not going to bother to read all the bands because it's sold out. The Farm is putting on shows again, which is a beautiful thing.
Where is that? What is that?
It's where Cesar Chavez and 280 101 meet.
Okay.
It's right there at the end of Cesar Chavez.
Cool.
No Alternatives, Sleepers AD. Interesting. Temple Beautiful Band.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Political, Lost Puppy Forever.
Whatever.
Duh.
Ooh, Lost Puppy. Yeah, I like those guys.
Charm World and Jason Bears, and that's free until 2 p.m.
Oh, that's great.
Fox Theater has Foster the People and the Good Neighbors again.
What is up at the Great American? There's an $112. It's $45, but if you want to be VIP, it's $125.
Middle-aged dad band. Kevin
jam band.
Oh, I thought it was...
Kevin Marino. Oh, wait, that's somebody else.
Dad jam band. Kevin Marino and David Wayne.
Ken Marino. That's not the actor. No, he must be a musician, clearly. Not the actor that
Super
I'm thinking about. Okay.
Well, maybe it is the actor, and this is his musical sideline.
Whoa.
The Independent SF has Bay Area rapper Lyrics Born, which I believe is a farewell tour that he's doing. That's $32. Let's see. And the Kilowatt has Sam Chase. I love me the Kilowatt, but that's Sam Chase coming down on the world a little bit. Okay. I've seen him do a sold out set.
This is
three nights at the chapel. Your fearless leader.
We should go see that then. Okay.
Well, except we're already going to see.
Ah, this
Pink
is still
Breath
the first. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, you're right. We're still going to Pink Breath, but that's amazing that we're still reading fucking Saturday.
Yeah.
This is why I like living here. I am spoiled with options. And most times I choose my couch.
Yeah, no kidding. So Palace of Fine Arts has Eve, and that's $67.55. The weird foopy pricing. Plow and Stars SF has John Parlicorn, Tuzel's Bluegrass Explosion.
Hillbilly Robot.
Yeah, that's a bluegrass show.
It's out in the avenues. Well, is that what you call the avenues, or is that... I get confused if we're not in, like, the...
That is the... Well, it's the Richmond, specifically.
The Richmond, okay, yeah.
But it is the avenues. The Richmond and the...
Sunset.
The Sunset are both the avenues, but the Sunset is the
south of the park.
South of the park and Richmond.
I've been living here for 20 years, and I still get confused about that because I rarely go out there unless I'm visiting friends.
All right. At Rocky's Beach, Berkeley Waterfront has, this is a punk rock show, it looks like, Adam and the Breaknecks at 3:20 p.m., Formus, Elegant Trash, Accidents, Year 001, and D-Nils, and a donation only.
Nice.
The Parkside, putting on some shows, Sons of Arrakis, Salem's Bend, Laserbeam, and Star Decay.
Okay.
Stork Club has Tension Span, False Figure, mm-hmm. Other Adversary, and Danuta.
Okay.